A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're going to take a departure, a continued departure from the Gospels, as we normally do on the broadcast, and there's something that the Lord's laid upon my heart that we need to deal with. This is coming after a series of messages regarding this of humility that we all need, everyone in our nation. We need humility. Every institution needs humility. And in humility to God, before God, we need submission. Submission to the Lord in every respect, individually and every institution. And then we need repentance, and that is certainly something that we all need individually, repentance before God. The Lord commands that of mankind. And then institutionally, we need repentance too, because we, speaking from the standpoint of our nation, are a very guilty and wicked people, and we need to repent of our wickedness before God, our blood guiltness before God. We are guilty and have blood on our hands, and we need to repent of that. The next subject that I want to deal with coming off of these is this of peace. There's a seeking for peace in our world. There's a desire for individuals to have peace. We want to have peaceful society. We want to have a peaceful nation, and nations want to have a peaceful world. And there are many ways that folks say and people say that they are pursuing peace, many ways that nations say that they are pursuing peace. But there's only one way for us to have peace, and that's through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse number 27, as the Lord's speaking to his church here regarding the Comforter and his work of the Holy Spirit within his churches, a promise that he gives unto them, there's a principle that's right here in the midst of this, that is true. And listen to what the Word of God says in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse number 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And so he's speaking to his children. He has a peace. He gives it unto his children, in this context, in his churches. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So there is Jesus' giving of peace, our Lord's giving of peace, and then the world's attempt at peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so peace, peace is desired. Peace is promised by our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ and in God Almighty and His Word and His truth and His Savior, His will, His way, and His Word. And we've got a nation that is roiled with many different factions, many groups of people looking to establish peace. And under that heading of peace, there's this of justice and judgment and such as that. I want us to consider and just kind of generally break down things that are going on in our country. We have this of the people, and we have a government by the people for the people. I believe it's a blessing from God. It's a government that the people of our nation need to be involved with. It is a representative republic with democratic facets in it in regards to our elections and such as that, and parts of our elections, and then representatives to represent us going on up through the election process. Not wanting to debate about whether the system that we have is good or not. I think generally it is good. It's not perfect because it's not going to be perfect because of people. But we have a government that is to be involved, is established and to be involved the people. And so if we want to have peace and rightness in our government, we need to be involved in that. And sad to say, as we look at election results and such as that, you know, people are just not involved. There's a sense of apathy that comes from the prosperity that we have in our nation, it seems, and we get our eyes off of that. Understand that our government has been a blessing of the Lord unto us, and we need to be involved in it, and every person has a right to their opinion about it. But we collectively agree, and should peacefully agree, that the establishment and the working of our government should operate as we has been determined for it to do. We all collectively agree that the majority in cases will, in the majority will cast their vote, and those representatives in our governments at all levels will then be representative of those who win, and we peacefully go on and engage in the operation of our government. But we live in a time that that's not allowed. That's not to be. The grievances that are had are not brought to the system to work them through the system. And then we have the extreme of that is the manifestations of anarchy that we have. Another aspect is that we have leadership. Leadership that doesn't want to represent the people, but leadership that has a political thinking and idea, and that to serve themselves or to serve their politic, and they forget the people that they represent and the people that have elected them to office to represent them in what the people think and want. And so it doesn't lead to a peaceful situation, does it? When folks get in, are elected into positions of authority, and then they forget the people and the desire of the people that elected them to such, we don't have peace, do we? And then we have the situation, you know, where the thinking about life, you know, there's been a thinking in our nation, contrary to the Word of God, that some life is valuable and some life is not valuable, that some souls are expendable and some souls are not. And that's not true. A peaceful position is that every life and every soul is valuable. Every soul and every life has responsibility, and we're to cultivate, and the job of parents, the job of the family, is to cultivate that and bring that. But we know there's many things in our nation and our culture that have taken and destroyed the family. The destruction of the family does not lead to a peaceful situation, does it? It does not lead to the peaceful situation for the children that are brought up in that. And so we have lost the things that lend to peace. And those things that lend to peace is the instruction that we have from the Lord. He says he has his peace, and then the world has its peace. And he says his peace is not like the world's peace. And so that's a terrible, terrible situation that we find ourselves in. So then the lack of value of individual souls. So then we have this of grievances and things that are done wrong. And there is evil that happens to people, that people do to people. And it should not be tolerated. It should not be allowed, because every soul is valuable. Every soul, every person, every citizen of our nation has its place. And the operation of our nation and this of citizenry is important for there to continue to be a nation. It lends itself to peace. We cannot have a wide open society where all can come in. There, at that point, then you'll have no nation, and the good that is done by the nation will not be able to be carried out because it can't be accomplished unto every person in the world. And so there's order, and order brings peace, and agreement to the order brings peace, and working within the system brings peace. The grievance of wrongs done to individuals need to be dealt with within that system of government. And wickedness of one hurting, killing, being over-aggressive in positions and such as that, they need to be dealt with correctly and rightly to where there is a peace. But see, when people rise up and they look to take things in their own hands, and we end up with rioting and looting and such as that, and the whole point of peaceful demonstration is allowed within our government. But the thing is when a demonstration, a peaceful demonstration, turns into the destruction of an individual's property, there's not peace, is there? Because now a wrong has been done, the system is not engaged in dealing with it. And understand, we do have a situation many times, and it's becoming more and more, where people in authority are doing wrong. And that doesn't lead to a peaceful situation, does it? And if they are not dealt with correctly, so the wrongdoers need to be dealt with correctly, so there would be a yielding of peace. See, when anyone chooses to go the route of violence, they need to be dealt with, sometimes with violence, to bring back peace, but it needs to be under the authority of the government that we have, and not vigilante, and not just the people taking up arms for a situation like we have seen here in recent times. It needs to be dealt with in peace. And then we have those in the world that want to take and drag down the blessing of our nation and the way that it has been structured and ordered. Again, not perfect, but a great blessing to all peoples of the world, and that's just God's good blessing upon us. And they want to tear that down, and they do not want a peaceful situation. They want a dominating situation. It doesn't lend itself to peace. And so what this brings us to is a passage in Isaiah 59 where Israel had devolved, Israel had gone away from the Lord, and they had spiraled down in their own sin, their own willfulness, and their own denying of God. And because remember, God instructs us about us, our responsibility before Him and our responsibility one to another in the Ten Commandments. That is not a way of salvation. It's a way to show us what we are responsible to do as His creation. And the first four tell how we should be in relationship to God, and the last six commandments tell us how we should be in relationship one to another. And if those things are not going to be in place, and those things are not going to be followed by people, we will not have peace. And so that's what happened in Israel. They lost their way and departed from the way of the Lord as He had instructed us, and it's a sad thing when people believe that there is no God, there is no authority over us, there's no responsibility. We become as animals and beasts. We end up with things like this. And Isaiah 59, verse number 8, is what I want to close with, and it's a very solemn and serious the thing that we have and that we're dealing with in our nation. But it says here in verse number 7 of Isaiah 59, their feet run to evil, they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are the thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. And may the Lord help us that we would seek and ensue peace through what our Lord has given us in His Word, and not the terrible, wicked way that our nation and even the citizenry of our nation is going today. May the Lord help us to see the wickedness of our own way, and we turn to His way. I see their time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with His word and its truth, the truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.